With tensions mounting just 3 months before a critical referendum on secession in southern Sudan, deadlock surrounding the status of the Abyei region has presented another threat to the stability of post-referendum Sudan. In an interview with Reuters Wednesday, the head of the nomadic Miziriya tribe, Mokhtar Babo Nimer, warned his group would use force if not allowed to participate in a plebiscite being held alongside the southern referendum. Reuters reports an estimated 2,000 people gathered in the West Kordofan town of Mouglad to demand inclusion in the vote. The group presented UN representatives with a set of demands that included the review of Abyei's borders. Abyei continues to be a sticking point in critical negotiations between the North and South before the votes on January 9th. Analysts are increasingly worried that the deadlock could delay or prevent the critical vote and plunge the region back into war. At the opening of the UN General Assembly last week, United States President Barack Obama held a separate meeting between Southern President Salva Kiir and Sudanese President Ali Osman Taha to move negotiations on Abyei forward. According to U.S. Assistant Secretary of State P.J. Crowley, the talks laid the groundwork for an agreement in the near future.
The teams and our Sudan team will meet again next month in Addis Ababa, and we would expect that parties should come to that meeting prepared to reach an agreement on Abyei. Abyei is our immediate focus. There are clear responsibilities that both North and South have, and while we worked through some of the issues this weekend, we expect that both sides, particularly Khartoum, needs to come to the next meeting prepared to reach an agreement.
Abyei, which lies within three Sudanese states along the north-south border, has long been a point of contention between the north and south. The region experienced some of the heaviest fighting during the first and second Sudanese civil wars and has become even more valuable since large quantities of oil were discovered in 1979. On January 9th, South Sudan is widely expected to vote for secession and form an independent nation. The same day, residents of Abyei will choose whether to align themselves with the North or South in the event of Southern secession. But disagreements between North and South Sudan have stalled preparations for the Abyei vote. Part of the problem are the Miziriya. Traditionally aligned with the North, Miziriya in central Sudan claim the northern Abyei region as part of their traditional grazing area. The group fears it will lose the right to the land should Abyei become part of South Sudan. The government in Khartoum has taken up the group's cause, demanding that Miziriya be allowed to vote in the upcoming plebiscite. But that demand has sparked disagreement over who should be considered a resident of the region. The South has also accused the North of sending members of the tribe to Abyei in advance of the vote to influence the results. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.